might be here today and you might not need anything, but opening up your heart might help somebody else get what they need. So if we could just for a moment say, Lord, I'm open for your will in this house. I'm open to see you move. God, do what you want to do here today. I want to get out of your way, Lord. I'm tired of church as usual. I'm tired of church the way it's always been, God. Have your way in this place, God. Do it through me or in spite of me, but move in this house today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Just have your way, oh God. Have your way, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. As I begin to move towards this message, I'm going to tell you a little bit of a small background on what's happening here this morning. I heard this comment made in a sermon, and I needed to hear this. This was Brother Jeff Arnold, and if you want some encouragement, you need to go hear him. He's going to be straight, and you're going to have to put your big boy pants on, but it's going to be what you need, amen? Amen. We are not the main attraction when we come to church. God could care less about my tie this morning. Somebody said something about my shirt. He could care less about this shirt this morning. He doesn't care about your pretty hair or the lack of it. Amen? All he wants to do is be in close communion with you this morning. He wants to talk to you. He wants to minister to you. He wants to work with you. And he can do that for every one of us. He is not short-handed. He is not lacking an ear. He can hear. He can touch. Acts chapter 1 and verses 1 through 5 says, "This former treatise have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach until the day in which he was taken up, after that he through the Holy Ghost had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion." I wonder if we could just take the moment right there and just say, who he showed himself alive after his passion. It was his passion to show people that he was alive. This world will tell you that he died. It's in the history books. They can't erase the history books. But they want to tell you that he's dead, that he can't move, he can't touch you today. But he was showing himself. It was his passion to show himself alive. And I'm telling you, we serve a live God. We serve a God that can hear, a God that can heal, a God that can touch, and he is in this house this morning. And he made 40 days out of showing them by many infallible proofs that he was alive. Lord Jesus, I pray today, oh my God, if we get nothing else out of this service, God, but just to know that you showed up. Just to know that you're here, God. To know that no one's here by accident today. That you knew that they would be here today, oh God. Oh, hallelujah. To know that you're in the midst of us this morning. The eyewitness testimony of those that saw him still remain on record today. And it is the thing that we hold fast to, that he did rise from the grave. But let me tell you that just on that account wasn't the only time. It wasn't the first time that he had shown up. And it wasn't to be the last time that he would show up. He was driven, compelled, passionate about revealing himself to people. And he's not just compassionate and compelled to reveal himself to us. You got to understand this. We're not special. We're not special. But to as many as received him, to them gave he power. So he's willing to whosoever will. That means this morning, if I came to church and I didn't realize that I was in such a shape, and we talked about this, we were on cruise control. You know what I'm saying? We were coming to church because that's what we do on Sunday. But we didn't realize. We know we got something in the bed of the truck. We know something. We got something that needs to be cared of. We're just driving. We're just going point A to point B. And there's something in the bed of the truck that needs to be dealt with. And now we're in the presence of God, and we can keep it on cruise control, or we can tap the brakes. We can tap the brakes and say, Lord, I'm here because I need something from you today. I could have gone without it. I could have just cruised on without it, but I need you today. I've got to have this. I got to have it like my breath. I got to have it like I breathe. I got to have it like I need it. And we go through life wondering why God hasn't done something. He said, you have not because you ask not. Let me tell you something. It's not the attitude of a pouty face that he responds to. It's not the attitude of sitting down in a lackadaisical style. But it's the child of God that stands up and raises their hands towards heaven and said, I have a need. I have something to ask of you. I have something that I want to talk to you about today. God, it can't wait. It can't wait. If we come to church and he doesn't show up, we have just that, a church service. That's all. And we're having church services all over town this morning. And we're going to leave home. We're going to go home the way we came. But what if God could change your life? What if he really could do something? What if he could heal your body, but you just haven't availed yourself to him this morning? You say, well, I have before. Well, it won't hurt to do it again. Amen. It won't hurt to do it again. Because I'm going to get what I came looking for today. Amen. I'm going to get what I came looking for today. And if church is what we came for, an opening, remarks, three songs, and a sermon, you're definitely not going to get that today. You're not going to get that today. But let me tell you, if you came and you came looking for him to show up in the midst of the praises of his people, I'm telling you, it's appropriate just to lift your hands and begin to praise him this morning and say, God, you're worthy. You're worthy. Holy, 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 holy are you, Lord. God Almighty. If you don't know what you need this morning, let me tell you something. We all need the presence of God. And the Bible says in the book of Acts just after this that he did all of this for a purpose. He showed himself alive for a purpose because he wanted them to know I'm alive. Because he had already told them, if I go away to prepare a place for you, I'll come again. He already told them, I got to go away, but I'm going to send a comforter. And if he can come back and he can leave, then he can send a comforter. And so there's some things in our hearts today, whether you are been in this 100 years or one day, this is your first time. There are things in our heart that are contrary to the will of God and it moving. And we need to repent of those things and say, Lord, I'm sorry. I don't want to leave here like I came. I don't need to carry this another day. Amen. So you're welcome anytime in this service to begin to repent and tell God, it's today, it's today, it's today, it's today. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Right in the midst of the praises of his people, he just showed up. At Abraham's altar, he showed up. A sacrifice was planned, preparations made, fire and wood were available. But there was an Isaac. Thank God for an Isaac. Abraham knew what he was going to do. Isaac knew what he was going to do. But Isaac had one little question. He said, behold, the fire and the wood, but where is the sacrifice? I'm going to tell you something. I believe that that little boy, if his dad had told him straight up that he was the sacrifice, he would have went on up the hill. Because you don't understand something this morning. We are the sacrifice. We bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. We're the sacrifice. You must crucify yourself. Take up your cross. And follow him. Behold the ram. He shows up. He's on time every time. But it's often that we come and we don't really expect him. But he just shows up. It's in our heart to see him show up. It's on our lips to ask him to show up. But this morning I'm talking about we've gone another step beyond that. We've asked him to show up. And we know that he will honor his word. Amen. Because he responds to faith. He responds to faith. And if right now we could just lift our hands and say, Lord, increase my faith. Oh, God, I pray right now in this house. I know that there are needs represented here. I know that there are situations going on in this house. I pray that the Holy Ghost would move into this building right now because you said you would do it. You would honor your word, oh God. Begin to work on a young heart. Begin to work on an old heart today. Begin to prove yourself to some people who might have thought it was over. It was hopeless, God. I pray that you would move in this house today. Increase our faith, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. As the fourth man in the fire. He just showed up. There's people in this house that are facing things they didn't ask for in life. They didn't want it to go this way, amen? Am I telling the truth? I mean, this is life, ain't it? I don't have to be a prophet to know that. I don't have to be in prophetic mode to know that. We have things going on in life that we need God to move in. But let me tell you something. He responds to praise. He responds to the uplifted hands that say, I need thee, oh, I need thee every hour. It's not my brother. It's not my sister. It's me. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So he's waiting for us this morning. And we got to tell him we want him in this place. It wasn't that they asked to go to the fire, but it was their response to the king as he was throwing them in the fire. We are not afraid to answer you, O king, in this matter because we know that our God will deliver. But if he doesn't, we're still not going to bow. That means they still maintain an erect posture in front of the king, in front of the situation. They still stood erect. They still stood on their feet and say, we're going to give God praise no matter what happens to me. Let me tell you something. The way your situation's going to turn out might have everything to do with how you're going to praise God before you get the answer. It might have to, well, you might want to lift him up before. Amen. Praise never hurt the situation ever, not nary a bit. Amen. At Jacob's ladder, he showed up. In Job's dilemma, he showed up. At a wedding at Cana, he showed up. And in a dead girl's house, he showed up. He just showed up in the streets of a town where a woman had an issue of blood. It didn't matter if it was death, he was there. It didn't matter if it was mental stress, he was there. It didn't matter if it was sickness, he was there. It didn't matter what if it was disease, he was there. Hallelujah. And on those storm-tossed waves, he showed up. Once in a boat and once on the sea. He just showed us that he ain't got to be in the boat to work a miracle. He can stand on whatever it is that's causing us the problem. And let me tell you something. You're not the one that's being required to stop the storm. Oh, I think I need to say it again. You're not the one that's being required to stop the storm. You just got to know the peace speaker. Let's give him a hand clap of praise. I know we're not used to this, but we're going to have to get unused to some stuff. We're going to have to get unused to some church as usual. If we want to see God do something different, we're going to have to do something different. We're going to have to expect something different. We're going to have to pray for something different. He said, I'm going to do a new thing. Would you know it if I did it? It's in your Bible. He said, I'm going to do a new thing, but you won't know it. You know, we got to expect something different to get something different. And I am telling you that I serve a God that regardless of your situation, he'll show up in the midst of it. You said it's been like this a long time. I spent a lot of money. I spent a lot of time. But you need to step into the presence. You need to touch the one. Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. We might need sign language tonight just to preach because I don't know if I have a voice, but let me tell you something. He can have it. He can have my voice. He can have my voice if he'll just move. Come on, if he'll just move, he can have my voice. You can use me, God. Just have my voice. I just want you to do something. How long are you willing to wait for your answer? How long are you willing to praise for your answer? How long are you willing to pray and say until he shows up? Hallelujah. Go ahead. Worship him. Worship him. Worship him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. As I began to listen to this, to the Sunday school lesson this morning, I really couldn't say a lot at first. I didn't even get involved because I knew what the message was about this morning. And let me tell you something. You didn't get on the waves. He told you to get in the boat. Some of us are wondering why this is going on in my life. I thought I was doing what God told me to do. I thought I was where God told me to be. Why the storm? Because he's going to show up. Why the persecution? Why the stress? Why the this? Why the that? He's just looking for an opportunity to move. God will work. Who will let him? He said, this was done so that I might receive glory. This was done. This happened. This was going. The death, the disease, the sickness was done for my glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord. Stretch your hands to the front right now and begin to send up prayer. Have your way, God. Right now in our midst, God, begin to move. Let your power begin to hit this house, oh God. We ask in the name of Jesus. You said we have not because we ask not. And we ask you this morning to have your way. Hallelujah. They showed up at a tomb expecting to find him there. Let me tell you what happens when you show up expecting something to happen like you expect it to happen. You're going to find out that God does it on a different level. God moves in a different dimension. He is not confined to the way that I think. His thoughts are higher than my thoughts. His ways are beyond my ways. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Show up at a tomb and he's not there. But oh, guess what? There he is, Thomas. There he is, Thomas. He's there where you said, unless I wouldn't believe it if I didn't touch him. Unless I touch him and I feel him, I wouldn't believe it. And he says, okay, well, here I am. Prove to me that you're at least willing to touch me. God's wanting to know, are you at least willing to reach out to him and believe that he can today? Or will you stay where you're at? You've got to move towards the presence of God. He showed up on the road to Emmaus. He showed up with a spread of fish on a fire on the beach side one night after the men had toiled all the night long. He showed up on the day of Pentecost and filled the house where they were sitting. And I'm telling you this morning that if you need to be filled with the Holy Ghost, I'm not going to give it to you. If you need to be filled with the Holy Ghost, those sitting beside you are not going to give it to you. But there's someone in the room that can fill you with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. He showed up on the road to Damascus. And Saul said, who art thou, Lord? He recognized who it was that had showed up. He showed up in a jail cell where Paul and Silas were praying and singing. He showed up at the house of Cornelius. And one day he's going to show up again. And it might be today for you. But let me tell you, he's coming again in the eastern sky. He's going to split those clouds wide open. And for those who look for him, he shall appear. Hallelujah, hallelujah. For those that look for him, he shall appear. And if you're looking for him this morning, he showed up. He's here. He inhabits the praise, inhabits the praise, inhabits the praise of his people. And all it would take this morning was for you to step out of your seat right now and begin to make your way to the front. The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, God Almighty, the first and last, he that is and was and is to come, the Alpha and the Omega, he's here this morning. He's in the room. I don't doubt that. Not one bit do I doubt that. I'm telling you that he is in the room. He's not in the tomb today. He's in the room. He's not in the tomb. He's in the room. Thomas, he's not in the tomb. He's in the room. And he's willing to prove himself to somebody. He's willing to prove himself to somebody who would step out and say this morning, I have more need of you than I have of this boat. I have more need of you than I have for this fire that I'm fixing to go into. This fiery furnace is nothing for God. What you're fixing to face in life is nothing for God. The situation that you're facing in your life is nothing for God. But you got to tell him that you're willing for him to show up. So this morning I'm going to pray and I'll ask you to come and to pour yourself out in the presence of God as you begin to feel his power and his mercy and his presence move across. You're going to feel something as you begin to raise your hands and you're just begin to ask him. You're going to feel something begin to happen. And as you begin to tell him that you're sorry for your sins, that you want to pour yourself out in his presence, he's going to move. He's going to move. He's in the room. He's in the room. Lord, we love you today. We thank you for your goodness and for your mercy, God. I'm so thankful, God, that I have this opportunity to stand before your people and declare that your presence is in this house. I've never doubted it before, God, but more now than ever, I know that you're here, God. This is where you're at. And we are here this morning to receive something from your presence. And I pray this morning that you begin to pour yourself out upon this people, God, that love you, that worship you and praise you, God. I pray that you'll begin to move upon this house, God, upon the hearts that are represented here. In Jesus' name, why don't you lift him up and praise him together? We love you, Jesus.
Don't let our praise be empty space. Come abide in this place. Every heart, you are transformed.